Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are going to be continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Hey, Mishnah Dalet. A few quick words of introduction to Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Number one, like we discussed a little bit previously, when it comes to a fruit, when it comes to peros, we're able to determine its status, what year it belongs to, based on when that fruit becomes ripe. If it becomes ripe in the sixth year, then it's a six-year fruit. If it becomes ripe in the seventh year, then it is a Shemitah fruit, and the laws of Kedushas Shvi'is of the Shemitah year would apply to it. However, when it comes to vegetables, it's not about when it becomes ripe, it's all about when it is picked. So if a vegetable is picked during the sixth year, that's the year that it belongs to. If it's picked during the seventh year, then that's the year that it belongs to. So the discussion of our Mishnah in Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel is going to be regarding a loaf, like we learned previously, this type of an onion that is picked, but then stored typically for a bit in the ground. So the question is going to be, what happens to a loaf, to this onion that's picked during the seventh year? So it has this Shemitah status because a vegetable was picked during the seventh year, but it continues to grow, its roots continue to grow, its leaves continue to grow during the eighth year. So some of its leaves belong to the Shemitah year because that's when it was picked, but it also continued to grow, unlike other vegetables, during the eighth year. So that's going to be the discussion of our Mishnah. Now, one other additional point of introduction that we should just be aware of, generally speaking, when it comes to Shemitah, is the following. Generally speaking, anything in the field during Shemitah is hefker, is ownerless. Anyone can take it. The owner can take it. A poor person can take it. Someone walking by can take it. Anyone has the right to take anything on a field during Shemitah. However, there's then a period called Zman Habir, a period when a particular produce is no longer available to the animals in the field. It's no longer there. It's no longer present. And therefore, during the period of Zman Bir, the owner of that field needs to take anything that he has in his home that is that same produce. If you're missing apples or you're missing a type of vegetable and you happen to have them in your home, then you got to take those out to your field and make them ownerless and make them hefker to everyone. So that's the Zman Bir. But now, after the Zman Bir, let's say you take your fruits, your vegetables, you put it outside, Zman Bir comes, and you say, this is ownerless, whoever wants to take it, come and get it. But then you have stuff left, not everything's taken. So then, after a particular time, we'll learn more about it in the ninth parak of Shviyas, after Zman Bir, then we get to a point where, technically, it becomes eatable. Someone has the ability to eat it. It's a machlokas, though. Who can eat it? According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, only aniyim, only poor people can eat it after Zman Bir. According to Rabbi Yossi, everyone, even rich people, have the ability to eat it after Zman Bir. Now, we happen to paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so even poor, rich people, anyone can eat it after Zman Bir. So by way, with that introduction in mind, let's begin Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Lof she'avar alav shviyas. A lof is onion that was picked during Shemitah. It has this Kedusha Shviyas, but, like the Bartanura explained, its roots, its leaves, continue to grow even after the Shemitah year is over. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im loktu ha'anim es alav lakatu. If the anim came along and they picked the leaves that were Shemitah, that belonged to them, again, during Zman Bir, they came and they took all the hefker leaves for them, then lakatu, then great, then they're able to take it. The imlav, but if they didn't come and take it, yasa cheshven im aniyim, then you have to make a calculation with the aniyim, and you have to say, listen, some of these leaves that we have here that are no longer available to the public, that the Zman Bir came and went, some of these leaves are Shemitah leaves, and therefore you have to make sure that only aniyim can eat these leaves, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that after Zman Bir, only poor people have the right to take the leaves. So you have this loaf. Some of the leaves of the loaf belong to poor people because they weren't taken by them after Zman Bir. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. You got to make a cheshbon and give the poor people some of the leaves, those leaves that grew during Shemitah. Rabbi Yehoshua, Omer Rabbi Yehoshua says, Im loktu ha'anim es olav. If the neem came and they picked the leaves, lakatu, great, they picked them, and they can certainly take whatever they took. The Zman Bir came and went, and then they took whatever was hefker. Ve'im lav, but if they didn't come and take it when it was hefker, ein la neem alav cheshbon. You don't, says Rabbi Yeshua, you don't have to make any sort of a calculation with the aniyim and give them whatever the seventh year fruits, whatever the seventh year leaves were, because Rabbi Yeshua agrees with with Rabbi Yossi, that anyone can eat them after Zman Bir. You don't have to only give them to poor people, but after the Zman Bir comes and goes, then anyone can take them and anyone can eat them. So this machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua is also machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi concerning the status of your crops, of your produce, after Zman Bir, after this period of time when the animals can no longer eat them, after you make them hefker, and if there are still things and produce that are remaining. Continuing now with Perek Hay, Mishnah Dalid. Says the Mishnah, Luf shel erev shviyas shenichnas l'shviyas. So we have a luf, we have this onion, that was picked during the sixth year. So it's not a Shemitah luf, it is a six-year luf. Shenichnas l'shviyas. But what happened? But it's you buried it, and you still have it during the seventh year. V'chein betzalim haketzonim, or this other type of an onion. V'chein pua shel idis, or another type of a vegetable which was often buried in a similar type of manner. They call it madder, M-A-D-D-E-R, okay? But any of these types of vegetables that were typically buried for storage. So now you have a situation where you need to extract them. You want to take them out during Shemitah. If you start digging around trying to get them out of the store during Shemitah, people are going to think you're working the field, you're doing something. So you have to do it with some sort of a shinoi. So the question is, what shinoi, what different way are you going to extract, take out these vegetables to make it clear to anyone looking that you're not working the field, you're not planting anything, you're not gardening, you're not cultivating, you're simply trying to take out your vegetables. Beshamai, Omer Beshamai says, Okrinoson b'marufos shalitz. You got to use some sort of a wooden utensil. You're not allowed to use metal. Beishamai is a little bit stricter here, like they usually are. They have to use some wooden utensil to extract them, to take them out, to make it clear that you're not using metal. You're not looking to cultivate the field, to work the field. You simply want to get your vegetable out of the ground. Ubeis Hillel, Omer Beis Hillel says, Bikardumos shel matacho, says Beis Hillel, no, you can use this pickaxe. It's not a regular shovel. It's not a regular utensil that would be used to extract, to take out your vegetable. But you're allowed to use metal. This metal pickaxe, says Beis Hillel, in order to take out your luf. Finishing off the Mishnah, Umodin, but Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Hillel, Bepua shel tzlos, that if you have an area that's rocky ground, a place that certainly no one would ever plant there to begin with, Sheokrunosa bekardumo shel matachos, they would agree that if it's a place where it's clear based on the ground, based on the soil there, that no one would plant anything there, that you're allowed to use metal, even according to Beis Shammai, because it's clear from the environment, from the land, that you're just taking out your vegetables and not planting anything or working the ground there. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel discussed the case of a luf that you picked during the seventh year, but ultimately continues to grow during the eighth year. So Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Yehoshua regarding whether or not after the Zman Bir comes, after it becomes a mutter to eat once again, do you have to give some of those leaves to the poor people? Because after all, the Zman Bir came and went, and now the only poor people can eat them, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or Rabbi Shua says, no, that the Aniyim can come and take them during the Zman Bir, during this period of time, after they're no longer available in the field. But once that time goes and people didn't take them, then anyone can eat them, including the owner, including rich people, again, according to Rabbi Yossi. So again, it was Machlokas, Tanom and our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, which is also Machlokas in the ninth parak between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, concerning whether or not anyone or only poor people can eat the fruits, the crops, the produce after the Zman Bir, after they are no longer hefker to anyone. And then Perek Hay Mishnah Dal discussed the case of a luf of this onion once again during the sixth year, but now you want to extract during the seventh year. It's not Shemitah, so you can. It's certainly not a Shemitah. There's no Kedusha Shvius. There's no holiness to these to the luf, but you want to take it out. So it's Machlokas Beisham Beisilel. Exactly what shina, what different way should you utilize in order to take it out, to make it clear to anyone looking that you're not looking to that you're not looking to dig, to cultivate, you just want to take out your fruit, so your vegetable. So Beis Shammai says you must use some sort of a wooden utensil. Beis Hillel says you can even use a metal utensil. But the Mishnah says that even Beis Shammai would agree that if it's a rocky ground and it's clear that you're not looking to cultivate your land, to work your field, then certainly you'd be able to use a metal utensil as well. Have a great day.